Hello, family and friends. I'm here for day two with Pastor Jerry Hagman from Oasis Church Evansville, and he lives in Huntingburg, Indiana. And Pastor Jerry, excited about day two, and let's go to prayer. Father, we come today hungry for what you have for us. Speak through Pastor Jerry, Father, what you have, and we choose not just to hear the word, but Father, but to do it, Father, to grow in you, because we're called to grow in the things of God. So we're ready today to grow in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Greg. Pleasure to be with all of you again. Today, I'm wanting to talk about that the fact that God is not just a God of judgment, but he is also a Father of compassion. Mm-hmm. We don't see enough compassion in the world today. Everybody's ready to judge somebody, but not too many people are ready to show compassion. And so today I want to look at Psalm 145, and I'm going to read two verses, verses 8 and 9 out of there. And just listen to what the psalmist said about our Lord. He says that the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Glory to God. When I hear that, that just brings such joy to my heart, thinking that God is not out to do me in.
Amen.
He's not out to see me fail. He wants me to succeed, just like he wants every person to succeed. Amen?
Amen.
And it's not this thing where, you know, if we've done something wrong, that's it. No, God is a God of judgment, and there will be a day of judgment. But until that day, he is a Father of compassion. He loves us.
Yes, he does.
He wants us to be a part of his family. You know, John 3:16, and I think most people, even non-believers, know this one: for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Yep.
He loved the world that much that he desired for us to be a part of his family.
Yep.
And so it's important for us to understand that he is full of compassion. Now, in Romans chapter 5, I'm going to read from here, and starting with verse 6, it says, "For when we were still without strength or had no power to help ourselves, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die." Now listen to verse 8. "But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Think about that for a minute. You just got to get that into your thinking. Why we were still sinners. He did not wait for us to get ourselves in a place where, well, I think now I can use you. No, there's no way. We were powerless to change ourselves.
Yep.
We were totally without any help whatsoever without his intervention.
Yeah.
And so it was extremely important for us to see this, that he would show his own love toward us while we were still as far away from him as we could ever be. Amen?
Yeah. Yeah.
Verse 7 says, "For scarcely a righteous person would die for one, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die." So thinking about that, you can't think about doing something for someone based on that person's performance.
Yep.
If you're God, you cannot, because no one would have been worthy.
Mm-mm.
We would have all been totally without. Amen?
Yep.
Or think about it, that it's your duty to do something. As I was thinking about that, I was thinking about how the Secret Service people surround the president to protect him, to actually give their lives for him. They may not even like that president, but they have a sense of duty to do something for him, whether they like it or not. But here's the thing about Jesus. Jesus didn't die for us because we were perfect in our own way, nor did he die for us because it was his duty to do so. The reason he did it was because it was the Father's will to bring us back into his family.
Yep.
Amen? Not that there was anything that you or I could have done, praise God. 2 Peter 3:9 says this, talking about God. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Amen.
So it's not on merit. It's not about us. Yeah. It's all about what he did. It's not about how we can impress God to make him think that we're the best thing since sliced bread. Amen. Hallelujah. We can't do it. Amen. It's impossible because his standards are so high that we can never attain them in ourselves.
Yep.
But thank God, Jesus shed his blood for us so that his blood attains the will of God for us.
Yes.
Not us in ourselves. It just isn't going to happen any other way.
Yep.
And so it is very important for us to understand this. Back in Romans chapter 5, in verse 8 again, it said, but God demonstrated his love. What does that word mean? It means that his words were backed up by actions.
Come on.
He wasn't just filling our heads with a bunch of nonsense and then going off and leaving us. No, he backed up every word that he spoke here with his actions.
Yep.
Amen. Not anything that we could have done or at any time. Amen.
Amen.
And so really this one thing that I want us to look at here too is that when he demonstrate his love for us, that while we were still sinners, he died for us. That wasn't a one-time thing.
Come on.
That was not one chance and you're out.
Yep.
If you don't make it after that, amen? You know, see, that's how the law was. That's how the law was. It was that you had to do it perfectly or else. Well, nobody could at all.
Come on.
Could do it. And so there had to be a way. There had to be another recourse, so to speak. Amen?
Yeah.
Well, in the Old Testament, they sacrificed bulls and goats. On the Day of Atonement, the high priest would speak all the sins over the scapegoat and then send it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the blood of the bull and goats was what atoned the people, but yet it could only do it for a year.
Yeah.
It had to be done over and over and over again.
Yeah.
But this right here, God demonstrates his own love toward us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Amen? Right. Verse 9 says, much more then, having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen? That is an amazing thing that I set my life on. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 John 1:9 tells us this. It says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He made a way for us that if we did sin, we could still stay in the family.
Amen.
All we have to do is confess our sins.
Yep.
And it says that he is faithful and just.
Yes,
you
is.
Don't get any better than that,
oh,
my brother.
Praise God.
You don't get any better than that, my sister.
Yep.
You just got to know that God is the one who forgives and cleanses from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, Father God, we thank you for the written word of God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father God, that as we study it, we find out more and more about just how good our God is.
Yes.
And so we give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it, Father God, today. I pray for everyone listening today that their hearts would be just filled with joy, knowing that they have all the chances they need, if they have a repentant heart, that God will take them back each and every time. And we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Looking forward to day 3. And folks, it's heavy on my heart during Pastor Jerry's message. There's somebody or some maybe multiple people out there where you're really struggling with how can God still love you? You messed up, as we all have.
Yeah.
And, you know, and some of you have truly repented, and then you need to just press forward like Paul said. But you know, maybe some of y'all just haven't truly repented because that's turning 180 degrees away.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you know, you're not going to be perfect at that point in time. But if you have repented, then just fall in the love of God and press forward. And if you need to repent, just repent and then
Amen.
Move forward, because God wants us all to move forward because
yes.
he loves us unconditionally. So, well, folks, please go talk to someone about Jesus today. You can contact Pastor Jerry at myoasischurch.com. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.
Amen.